Thousands of Iraqi civilians, more than 2,300 over this weekend alone, have fled the city of Mosul as the international battle rages on to take control of it back from ISIS terrorists. Mosul is the second largest city in Iraq. It's also ISIS's last major stronghold in the country. So ridding it of ISIS control would be a major setback for the terrorist group, though it still controls other parts of Iraq and Syria. The battle for Mosul has been going on for months. Over the past weekend, dozens of ISIS fighters have been killed in the battle. Dozens of civilians have lost their lives. And the toll is cultural as well. The United Nations says ISIS has done a lot of damage to Iraq's heritage, destroying religious and archaeological sites, partly because they don't fit with ISIS's interpretation of Islam, partly because the terrorists have made money by selling Iraq's antiquities on the black market.
In the spring of 2015, the extremists meticulously documented their destruction of the ruins of the ancient city of Nimrud.
Founded in the 13th century BC. They took their sledgehammers to the city's famous winged bulls, the Lamassu, reducing them to a pile of rubble. Iraqi forces recently retook Nimrud, just south of Mosul. We came to have a look, lone visitors to a lonely hilltop that hasn't seen a tourist in years.
The scale of the vandalism that took place here boggles the mind. Only ISIS could turn ruins into ruins. By some estimates in northern Iraq, the extremist group destroyed or severely damaged around 80 sites, archaeological ones like this one, as well as Muslim and Christian shrines.
Through the warped lens of ISIS's logic, all idols must be destroyed. Their every action here, nothing less than utter contempt for Iraq's rich multi-millennial history. And that includes the remains of the vast Assyrian Empire that once stretched from the Persian Gulf to the Mediterranean Sea, the ruthless superpower of its day. The statues, the cuneiform inscriptions now lie in pieces, exposed to the elements. In ancient Mesopotamia, ordinary structures like houses or shops were made out of mud bricks. With time, they simply turned into dust. But for the statues of the gods and the kings, they used stone. The purpose was that they would last for eternity. That is, until ISIS came along. Archaeologists may someday be able to piece some of this together, but that won't happen until the war against ISIS comes to an end.